mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, in the 21st chapter of St. Matthew, this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt the foal of a beast of burden." Although there are still some 29 days left in this year of our Lord, 2018, today, the first Sunday in Advent, is the Church's New Year's Day, the beginning of the new church year, a year of grace. And so in one of the old Advent hymns we sing, "Again is come the new church year, rejoice, all Christians, far and near. Thy King, O Zion, comes to thee. Therefore rejoice eternally." The word Advent means coming. And during these weeks of Advent, we prepare for the yearly remembrance of our Savior's first coming in lowliness in Bethlehem. But the Advent season isn't some kind of make-believe in which we pray for his coming as Mary's child, because that coming lies in the past. And so when we pray for Christ's coming, we're praying that Jesus would continue to come to us in all his grace and mercy, in the means of grace, as he has promised. And we are also praying that he would finally come at that last and great day in glory, and then bring to completion that work of love which began in the womb of the lowly virgin. When I was a little boy, I was also puzzled as to why this story of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday was read on this first Sunday in Advent before we've even celebrated Jesus' birth. It puzzled me. But somebody finally explained to me that this story is read today on Advent Sunday because of the words, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt the foal of a beast of burden." These words which St. Matthew records in his account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem had originally been spoken by the prophet Zechariah 500 years before Jesus was born. By quoting them, Matthew is telling us that these words of prophecy are being fulfilled as Jesus enters Jerusalem and is acclaimed by the crowds as the promised descendant of King David, the promised Messiah King. And so the loud shouting of hosannas by the crowd. But what the crowd didn't know was that the throne that awaited Jesus was in fact the cross. His throne, the cross. All through history, kings have fled from their would-be murderers. We remember how King David himself had to flee from his son Absalom, who'd become a traitor. We remember how King Charles I of England fled from the traitor Oliver Cromwell's men. We remember how King Louis XVI of France and his queen Marie Antoinette lost their royal heads when their flight ended in capture. Yes, all through history, kings have fled from their would-be murderers. Only one king, the King of Kings, King Jesus, entered his royal city knowing full well what awaited him there, that the throne that awaited him was in fact the cross. The Lord who comes to us in this Advent season and comes to you and to me every day of our lives is the Lord of mercy, who did and suffered all that needed to be done and suffered, so that poor sinners like you and like me might live in the peace and joy of his perfect pardon of our sins. The King who again this day comes in mercy, as you hear his word and as you receive his holy body and blood, he is saying this: my son, my daughter, I've done everything that needed to be done for your salvation. It is finished. I have suffered all that you have deserved by reason of your sins. I have taken on myself all that is yours, your humanity, your sin, your anguish, your sorrow, your death. And in exchange, I freely give you all that is mine. Therefore, by my mercy, you are all that I am by nature, God's beloved child, the heir of all his promises, an inheritor of the eternal kingdom of light and joy. Then we must ask ourselves, how shall we thank him for this great mercy? St. Paul, in the epistle which was read on this Advent Sunday, points the way. He writes to the Christians at Rome, "Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for your sinful nature to gratify its desires." The theme of this Advent season is this: behold, your King is coming to you, as he once came into the world, born of that pure and lowly virgin. He comes daily to you through his holy word and his sacrament. And he will most certainly come again in glory at that last and great day to judge the living and the dead, and to gather his children into that kingdom which in his love he prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Jesus came, Jesus comes, Jesus will come again. And so our Advent prayer can only be, Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.